Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Spain and Portugal all over the news all across the world because of the power outage. What caused it? Was there a cyber attack? They basically do not know. Spain, Portugal, some of southwest France as well, of course, all caught up in this huge power cut which went across the... has frightened people because of the potential of living in the Middle Ages for just a few hours. Oh, there were people in the west of Ireland and the Midlands across the northeast going, "We were there! We were there." How long did theirs last? Ours was 3 weeks and sometimes even beyond. And it went for many hours yesterday. Houses, offices, trains, traffic lights. The Madrid Open tennis tournament were all struck. Chaos for millions and a scramble by all the various government officials and network operators to find out what the hell happened. The official explanation is extreme temperature variations in the interior of Spain. They always use very haughty language at times like these. Anomalous oscillations in the very high voltage lines. Well, you'd expect it to be high voltage, that's why the lights stay on. And the phenomenon is known as induced atmospheric vibration, which is definitely not something they just made up yesterday afternoon. But it is Spain, so they couldn't help themselves by giving the whole thing a sexy moniker. I mean, we just went with Storm Eowyn. Blackouts, misery, called what we did. They said no, they were hit by El Cero, which is basically the zero. So it is El Zero, started at 11:33 in their summertime over there and went on to mid-afternoon in some parts. It went up to the middle of the overnight, in fact, to a lot of Spain. And El Cero has caused a lot of troubles and they don't know what's happened. Spain's National Security Council has been convened to assess the outage. Portugal's Prime Minister said too early to say what caused the blackout. And people are, some of the right-wing Tory press in Britain are saying, oh, this is net zero, which is their drive towards zero emissions and energy. That's what, we don't know what caused it, but probably net zero, probably the thing we don't like. And we confirm our bias, that's the one. Spain, it might surprise you, is a green energy leader in Ireland due to the lots of sun they have and the wind. And there was a record period. 56% of all the electricity they used last year was renewable. By 2030, 5 years' time, they will have 81% renewable energy. And we're going, oh, this is good. By 2030, we hope to have like one extra windmill in this country because of the court system and judicial reviews. They don't have that beyond in Spain. It's civil law, not common law. And they make thousands of court decisions every year, whereas we're in the mere hundreds and so on. Irish people, of course, have been caught up in El Cero, and Maria O'Reilly is one of them. She is staying just outside Alicante and she's on the line, I believe. Maria O'Reilly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you this morning?
Very well, and I'm glad to hear things have settled for you in particular, yeah, because we didn't want your holiday to be destroyed. Maria, whereabouts in this country are you from?
Well, I'm from the Tenters area, Dublin Liberties, city centre.
Oh, lovely, yes, lovely place. But you do get out occasionally, as beautiful as it is, to go on holidays. And who did you go on holidays with?
I went with my mum. Mum has been coming to this part for about 40 years.
Really?
So she knows it really well, yeah. It's just outside, about 50 minutes outside of Alicante, 20 minutes outside of Benidorm, a place called Calpe.
I love the detail. And that's Rita,
yes,
is your mum.
That's Rita, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
She's been there. Okay. And when did you know something had gone terribly wrong?
When I went across, I'd had a cup of coffee. I'd say we had the last cup of coffee in Calpe because we were in a cafe sitting outside and I paid cash. The lad was talking about, you know, cash, and he was speaking in Spanish to somebody, but I had cash in my purse. Paid for that and I left Mam. She went back to the apartment. I was going over to the supermarket to pick up a few bits, and the supermarket had a band across, all in darkness, and the man said, no, it's closed.
Right.
So I went around to another one thinking that was just a one-off, maybe that supermarket.
Yeah.
And the next one, they were saying the same. It was on. And you could see as you were going along, all the shops had no lights on. Doors were still open, but the lights were off. So I found Mam just as she was walking in to the door. We're up on the fifth floor, so the lifts were out.
Oh, my God. And she had an injury recently, didn't she?
She did. She had a fall in November, but she's doing wonderful. She broke her pelvic bone or one of those bones,
oh,
but she's doing absolutely wonderful with one stick. So we took it very slowly up the stairs and... yeah, we were watching from our balcony and you could see people were not really concerned at that stage. Towards the evening, you could see people getting more concerned.
Right.
But, you know, they were all out on the beach. It was a beautiful day yesterday. Beautiful day here today, too.
Yeah, you're in the holiday region, so I presume people were just outside enjoying themselves.
We were on the beach. Yeah, they were swimming. People, you know, all along the beach. And we did notice when we went down, Mammy went down first, just have a little recce around. Mm-hmm. And she said there were still some people out and they were sitting outside. And but when we went back down to see if we could get something to eat, because we're all electric, we couldn't cook here, nor did we have anything to cook with. We only had enough for a sandwich for lunch. Yeah, we noticed there was people sitting outside, but they were having beer or drinks or ice cream rather than cooked meals.
Yeah, there was no
cooking. We managed to find one.
Across the whole of Spain, you can imagine the panic in Spain.
Yeah. Now, there was one restaurant we found, and they either cooked by gas or they had a generator. But they provided us with a lovely meal last night.
We were very lucky.
Yeah.
So you didn't really sense any of the chaos. Obviously, lots of news reports as though it was an Armageddon film, a really bad one where people are running around.
Yeah, we couldn't get any news. There was no news. There was no. We'd no radio. We'd no TV. We had no internet. I couldn't make a phone call home. The only reason why I knew it wasn't just this town was my son managed to get a text to me to tell me.
Aha, the phones came back on because the mobile phones were down for a couple of hours as well.
Oh, they were down. Well, they were down till we went to bed. They were down till we woke up this morning here.
Right.
We couldn't make a phone call out at all.
So you'd no idea this had happened right across the whole country.
No, my brother did manage up very early to get a phone call through to us and then everything went completely. We couldn't make any calls to or from, you know, we couldn't take a call. Yeah.
It's handy having it's handy having cash, isn't it?
It was. I had a few bob in my purse and very, very handy because, again, you could see people going to ATMs, but they had no way of getting cash.
They were blank.
Everything had closed down. Yeah.
People think ATMs work manually, that there's someone twisting a kind of a crank at the other end.
You could see them, though, getting more panicky as, you know, we were out and we came back just before it got dark because I knew the stairwell would get really dark. But you could see people starting to go, oh, what if this is going to be more than one day? And in the restaurant, we heard that Spain, Portugal, France and Italy, the Chinese whispers were starting at that stage.
People were claiming Italy had gone.
We heard Italy had gone.
God. Did anyone get stuck in the lift? Someone's asking here on the text in the hotel.
Not that we know about. Again, we're on our own here. We only got to speak to a couple of people yesterday, but we were very lucky. Mom was going to go up to her friend who lives on the 9th floor.
Right.
And her friend has lived here for like the last 40 years. Rita from Banagher. Two Risas in Calpe. Another Risa, and we couldn't. Thanks be to God, Mom didn't go and get stuck in that lift because we would have had no way of getting to her, or, you know.
Because what time did the power actually come back to you?
I noticed about 1:30 this morning because I'd left the bathroom light on, even though it wasn't on. The extractor fan woke me up. So I woke up about 1:30 this morning. Yeah.
That was a long time, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was funny because we were saying, you know, it's like years ago, you'd go to bed when it's dark because you can't do anything else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We were very lucky. There's two candles left by previous people in this rented apartment. And we had just bought one of those lighters. Like, we don't smoke. We didn't have a gas hob, so we'd no way of lighting the candles. And we had just bought a lighter.
One of those lighters,
you know, one of those tourist lighters.
Yeah.
So we could light two candles when we came back
because
up.
Because you had candles. Oh, very good. That's a great idea.
Good thinking. Yeah.
Another text says, all electric, not a good idea. I think we discovered this as well in the storm, didn't we? All those houses that windows and everything and blinds all are electric and don't work.
Absolutely. No, we're very, very lucky. I mean, 5 floors is doable. I'm glad we went up on. Like, there's one, and we don't know what happened, but there's one lady here we've seen that lives here, and she's in a wheelchair. And her husband, they go out every day. So we didn't know whether they had gone out or they were stuck in their apartment. We don't know which floor they're on, so we haven't got a clue.
There was
but it would have been very hard.
There was a run on radios, we're told, as well. Sales of radios exploded because obviously people are relying on their Alexas or various internet-fueled speakers. And obviously the internet goes, the broadband is gone. All in cash. Cash sales of radios across Spain. It's the 70s again. Love it.
Cash is king. Cash is king, Oliver. Cash is king.
A couple of other texts here. Maria telling us, living in Spain, was camping at the time with my generator. Camping. Had a lovely time.
Yeah.
Bursting myself, laughing at the world, which was going to turn into Mad Max, as this person. Someone else on holidays near Cordoba in Spain. This is the sister of someone. Their Airbnb hosts went into the local train station and brought eight people back, fed them. They used a swimming pool. Two of them were French, two Norwegians, two from Barcelona and two from Madrid. Humanity is still alive and well. And there's lots of lovely reports in Spain of people coming off trains and coming out of the metro system and being looked after by locals where they had just obviously stopped in random places they didn't know.
It was very good natured here, I have to say. The restaurant that, you know, we had to wait about 20 minutes, they were so kind. And there was one waiter there that really looked after us, you know, really, really kind. Yeah.
In the nice holiday place. How much more of your holidays left, Maria?
We're here till Friday. Yeah, Friday.
You're there till Friday, oh my God, when everything's up and running and...
Everything is up and running. Well, what's the worst thing that happened? I had a hair appointment yesterday and that was closed.
That was cancelled. I wouldn't have chanced it now if they'd no electrics in the... toilets and everything. The toilets keep running? All the basic
I'm coming from Dublin and especially from the Liberties area and the Tenters area, very realistic. I had started to fill up any bucket or basin that we had here because, you know, in an apartment block, they were going to go down at some stage, weren't they, the pumps?
Yeah, you're right.
So we weren't going to have a stinky toilet.
You're a practical woman to be bringing holidays. That's
very
for sure.
Practical. Come on, we're from Ireland now, in fairness. We're all born with top on.
Maria Riley, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. And
thanks,
hello to Rita
Thanks
well.
Thanks so much.
And now she can go up to the ninth floor to the other Rita from Banahill.
Absolutely. That's where we're going to go this morning. That's exactly where we're
going
to go.
Hopefully, after the blackouts of 2025, there isn't going to be police called due to the party upstairs.
We're in one of the better places with looking out here to the sea. So it's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Oliver. Thanks very much. Thank you.
It's Maria Riley there from the Liberties in Alicante. And someone says, I think those of us living in Connemara could offer our expertise on living without power for the 5+ days on a consultancy level. Margaret, yeah, you could ship them in, could you? All of them arriving in from the West are going, now you'll be grand, lads. And my friend who lives in Portugal, another text, was telling me that she decided to buy sultanas to make brack. Forgetting that she wouldn't be able to put the oven on. It's just that would pass the time. She said all the people around her were buying up the shop and there she was with her bag of dried fruit. A woman in front of them had 48 tins of hot dogs in her trolley. What's she going to do with 48 tins? Maybe she was going out to feed, you know, the stalled trains. I don't know what they were planning, but El Cerro has captured the imagination of people in Spain, all from Spain. I'm not reading very much about what went on in Portugal. I think it was in the less touristed and less built up areas. Perhaps that's the reason why.